Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, July the 27th, 2023, last Thursday in the month of July. 14 minutes past the hour, 75 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, although I don't see that sunny sky. Kind of overcast as it has been here in Marion the whole season of summer, pretty much. But that's the way it goes. We have got a big morning this morning here on WGH Talk. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money, because I'm just going to give you a little hint right now that performing tonight at the Ohio State Fair, because I know Marion loves their country music, performing tonight at the Ohio State Fair is legendary country music recording and performing artist Clint Black. And we have got Clint Black tickets to give away this morning. My goodness, by 10 o'clock, we'll have given away tickets. And we've got more than one set of tickets, so you're not going to want to miss this. Few things I want to mention here before we get to the Clint Black tickets. So get ready on your country music trivia, because we're going to do some of this morning with country music trivia, and we're going to do some of this with maybe Family Feud. I haven't decided yet, but you can enter as many times as you like this morning, and we're going to draw the winners this morning at 9:55 a.m. All right, the Friday night show tomorrow, don't miss that. That will be myself, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and Carrington Nelson, 8:15 to 10 p.m. That's a great, great show on Friday night, a great way to end your work week. We have got, let's see here. Tomorrow is a great lineup in general. We've got a lot of giveaways tomorrow morning. So tune in tomorrow morning. We've got giveaways galore to the Ohio State Fair, and I'll start that at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Remember, I'm live tomorrow, 8:15 to 9. 9:15 to 10 is Pastor Whitaker and myself. 10:15 to 11, I'll be back on live. 11:15 is our new program with Pastor Craig, which we're glad to have Pastor Craig back in the fold here. And then at 12:15, we will have the Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself. And we will discuss the Jason Aldean, dust-up? We'll call it a dust-up. Tomorrow morning from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and giving away a ton of tickets to the Ohio State Fair to concerts going on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. So don't miss it. It's going to be well worth your time and well worth your effort. All right. What else did I want to mention here this morning? You know, I just heard a ding go off in the room. I don't know what in the world that was. Something dinged. It sounded like my cheeseburger was done or something in the oven. Microwave. It sounded like a microwave went off is what happened. Okay. We've got two new top tens tomorrow, too, by the way. Bob Welsh has given us two new top tens from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. We'll do one tomorrow morning and one tomorrow night. You know, I think we have one regarding Ohio State Fair entertainment tickets. I don't know if maybe it's just the Ohio State Fair. Maybe Bob will come up with another top ten list tomorrow for entertainment tickets. Because, boy, we've got the entertainment this year. Oh, I've got to tell this story. This is a funny little story before we get to the Clint Black tickets. And I want to get to this quickly because I want everybody to get a chance this morning to get in on this. I got an email yesterday. You know, everything comes by email now. Nothing comes in the mail. And it was Who's Who in America. And I thought, well, it was the selection committee. And I thought, now what in the world is this all about? It must be spam mail or something. So, but it did not go in my spam mail. It went in the regular mail. So I was looking at this thing, and apparently they put together a book that they actually sell, and a virtual book together every year about who's who in America. And it said I had been selected to be in this book, Who's Who of America. Now, clearly, a mistake has been made here because, you know, I'm nobody. I certainly would not be in the Who's Who of America. But I did check it up. It is a legitimate thing. So I really just think they have the wrong Scott Spears, because I'm sure there is more than one Scott Spears, and I don't think that I would be in the Who's Who of America. I might be in the Who's Who of Marion County, and even that's a bit of a stretch. But hey, there's a good top 10 list for you, Bob. Why Scott Spears should be in the Who's Who of America, or maybe rather why he shouldn't be in the Who's Who of America book or on the list. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm talking very fast this morning because I want to get to Clint Black. All right. Oh, and this is going to be a big announcement here this morning. How about this? Another big announcement. Last night, we taped an episode of the TV program with Mary Ellen Withrow. It'll be out later this week. And this all leads to an historic event that we are going to have this coming Monday. Now, get ready for this. Monday, starting at 8:15, this program will be broadcasting live from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, housed in the Marion County Historical Society. Nobody's ever broadcast from her museum. Now, I'll be on Monday morning live from 8:15 to 9 a.m. from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, and Mary Ellen Withrow will join me live from 8:15 to 9 a.m. to talk about her museum and how it all came to be. Then, from 9:15 till 10 o'clock on Monday, I will be joined live in studio by former governor of Ohio, Dick Celeste, Richard Celeste, who has just written, by the way, the Celeste Center is named for Dick Celeste. Governor Celeste has just written a new book, In the Heart of It All, and we will be discussing this book. And let me tell you, the governor is very candid, to say the least, in this book. And Monday morning, he'll be live, in person, in the studio, with me, over at the Historical Society, talking about this book. And we're going to go through a lot of these candid moments that the former governor went through in his life. Then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a little bit of an extended version of the Monday program. Dick Celeste and Mary Ellen Withrow are going to come together, and I believe it's the first time in probably close to 40 years that they have been together, because Mary Ellen and Governor Celeste were elected to the state offices at the same time. In 1982, they both assumed office in 1983. Mary Ellen was elected as Ohio State Treasurer in 1982. She took office in 1983. And Dick Celeste was elected as Governor of Ohio in 1982, and he took office in 1983. So we're going to be talking about issue one. We're going to be talking about their relationship together, because she met with the governor, I think, every week while she was Treasurer of the state of Ohio. So they will be back together on Monday. Now, after all that being said, from 10:30 until 11 a.m. on Monday, this is where you, the listening audience, come in. Governor Celeste is going to be signing copies of his book, which will be on sale at the Marion County Historical Society Monday morning from 10:30 until 11 a.m. You can come in and see Governor Celeste, get your picture taken with him, get your book signed. And also during that time, Mary Ellen Withrow will be giving tours of her museum from 10:30 to 11 Monday morning. So what a day it's going to be Monday here at WGH Radio. So that's the big announcement. Just put it together, and it's going to be off and running on Monday morning, kicking off at 8 in the morning, running through 11 in the afternoon. So don't miss that. Governor Celeste and Mary Ellen Withrow back together again, live from the Marion County Historical Society and the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum. So I think that is a big announcement in and of itself. And it's historic because, again, I don't think that's ever been done on many levels. I don't think anybody's ever broadcast from the museum. I don't think that Mary Ellen and Dick Celeste have been together in quite some time. It's going to be something. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, just real quick. I'd like to see Governor Celeste, so I'm going to try to get a point on that. There was back in that era that our home away from home in Meigs County, his helicopter lit in our front yard. And I can tell you different things about it when I talk to you, but it's quite coincidental, yeah. Bye.
Yeah, well, yeah, and by the way, 10:30 is when they'll open the doors down there. So 10:30 Monday morning, and he'll be there.
Yeah, to talk to him.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye.
All right, well, there you go. Already people coming to see Governor Celeste on Monday. And I believe the Marion County Historical Society, because a lot of people have asked me this, is handicap accessible. Now, somebody can double check with them, but I believe it is, so people can get in and out of the building. I believe they have a way to do that now. So his books will be on sale. It's going to be, and trust me, his book, boy, oh boy, you talk about candid. It is candid, to say the least. He talks about everything in this book. So, and we'll be talking about that on the air Monday morning, so don't miss that from 8 till 10:30 on Monday morning. Okay, well, does anybody have anything to say before we get into our big Clint Black ticket giveaway? You know what's terrible? This is how bad I am with music in general. This morning, I was going to post something on Facebook about giving away these Clint Black tickets, and I in my mind, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, George Strait, I had another country music person in my head. And but thank goodness I looked at the actual tickets before I actually posted the thing this morning to the advertisement to social media, because I would have written George Strait. Not that I'm going to tell you the other person's name instead of writing Clint Black. But I did listen to some Clint Black songs this morning. Now, I cannot play the whole song for you, but I can play a little bit of a song for you without there being any trouble. So before we start the Clint Black giveaways, I'm going to give you a little upbeat. I know it's an overcast day, and it's, kind of whatever it is today here in Marion. Maybe you're a little down. You probably are. It's Thursday. It's murky. It's da-da-da. So just so you know who Clint Black is, let me give you a little bit of Clint Black here. I can't play the whole thing, but I think I can take it up through the first, what do they call those in songs? Refrains? I can take it up through the first refrain. Here we go. Go get 'em, Clint. Maybe. To be honest with you, I have no idea what that means. Nothing but the taillights. You know what? I'll tell you, though. I'm sure it's a relationship song, because that's country music. They're always talking about getting married, getting divorced, falling in love, blah, blah, blah. So I'm guessing the taillights are the end of a relationship. And let me tell you something. I was always glad to see the taillights when all my relationships came to an end. Matter of fact, the best part of the relationships were the taillights. I like the taillights. I think that's exciting. You know, and I'm sure he'll be singing that song tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Clint Black performs tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Now, how about this? In the Celeste Center. Now, the Celeste Center is named for Governor Celeste, who's going to be here on Monday. I'll tell you what, this is a hot show. This is a coincidence. Clint Black tonight at the Celeste Center, 7 p.m. Boy, I should get the time right. And we're going to be giving away tickets starting at 9:55 this morning. All right, here's how you get in. You get in with the country music trivia. Is everybody ready with their country music trivia here? I'll tell you what, we're seeing nothing but the taillights here this morning. Oh, if I can get my pen to work, we'll get into this puppy. Okay. First question this morning. Oh, this is a nice easy one. Which singer famously played two live shows at Folsom Prison in January 1968? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Which singer famously played two live shows at Folsom Prison in January of 1968? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody remember who that was at Folsom Prison? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, without a question. Did you hear the Clint Black song this morning?
Yes, I don't know that much about him, and I haven't heard of him for years.
Yeah, well, he apparently still packing them in down there at the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah, because I don't listen to country music that much. Long time ago I did, but and stuff. But I know the old stuff. Not the new stuff. You get into this new stuff and you've left me.
Do you have any idea what that song means about taillights?
Taillights?
Yeah, the taillights song that I played there, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. I
couldn't hear it that good.
Okay, well, you know what? Well, maybe we'll give it to you again here because we like to promote Clint Black. But I don't understand what that song means. Although I enjoy when the taillights come in a relationship. I think that's the best part.
When they're leaving?
Yeah, I think when they're leaving, I think that's the best part. Have
no,
a move
you
on.
Say that, no.
Have a move on down the road.
Well, I think that's what his song probably means, you know, when he sees the taillights going, but I don't know. I'll have to listen to it, because I haven't heard from him for, you know, forever.
Oh, yeah, he's still out there. Yeah, he'll be at the fair tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, we got you in. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, here we go. Question number two in our big country music jamboree here this morning. In 1980, which country legend had a number one hit with He Stopped Loving Her Today? See, I tell you, all these songs are about love and loss and this and that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. This is a little more difficult than question number one. All right, but maybe somebody's got the answer here. Go ahead, caller. And we lost our caller. Well, if that was you, call back. In 1980, which country legend had a number one hit with He Stopped Loving Her Today? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is that George Jones?
George Jones, absolutely. You got it.
Okay.
George Jones is who it was. Okay, we've got George Jones as an answer. All right, let's go on to question number three here. Which country music star wrote and first recorded I Will Always Love You, a song which later became one of the biggest selling country singles of all time for Whitney Houston? How about that? Which country music star wrote and first recorded I Will Always Love You, a song which later became one of the biggest selling country singles of our biggest singles of all time for Whitney Houston? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I'm the only one awake again. It's Dolly Parton, I think.
It is. You know, somebody is calling in there, and I think their phone's disconnecting, so hopefully they're able to get in.
Well, then I'm going to stay off a little bit and see somebody else, but I figure nobody's calling, so then I'll call.
No, give them a minute, maybe. Maybe you're beating them to the punch.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, it is Dolly Parton. That is who it is. All right. Let's go on to the next song. Okay, our next question here. Whoever's calling in there, keep trying. Which country legend debuted... Okay, well, we're getting a call already here. Let's go back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Well, someone's up early, Scott, and I'm not going to answer that question. I don't want to disqualify.
We already got it.
Oh, you got it.
We got it.
Let's say by Dolly. By golly, it's Dolly.
It is Dolly.
Yeah. Great, incredible performer, that Dolly Parton. Okay, that's all I had for you. See
all
you
right.
Later.
Thanks. All right. Now, again, people are out there. Okay, here we go. Which country legend debuted, duetted with Julio Iglesias on the 1984 single To All the Girls We've Loved Before? All the Girls I've Loved Before, I guess, is what the song says. That's a good song to sing, isn't it? To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Which country legend debuted with Julio Iglesias on the 1984 single To All the Girls I've Loved Before? Who is that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, and I believe both of these people are still alive. Julio Iglesias is still alive. And I believe the other person, well, I can't give you the other person's name because that's the answer. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're still alive. So what's the answer there? 740-751-4038. Clint Black tickets this morning hang in the balance, and we have a few pairs here. All right, let's see if this person knows who's calling in. Somebody's having some phone trouble. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, absolutely. Julio and Willie are both still alive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're both still lovers, you know.
Well, they should still get out there and do what they got to do.
Willie, he loves certain things, and he loves... I think the last time I heard his quote, about 3,000 women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
3,000?
Well, yeah. He's got the top notch.
He's very busy.
Oh, yeah, he's very busy. And then his, Elvis was my competitor when I first got married. And then after Elvis died, I thought, man, I got a chance with my wife to love me. And here comes Julio Iglesias. So that went away, so... Julio Iglesias don't sing too much or appear, anymore. And I think, well, I'm right in there, so I'm a happy camper.
There you go. There you go. Hey, thanks. All right, here we go. Next question. In Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe, what is the name of the bridge that Billy Joe McAllister jumps off? Well, doesn't that sound like an upbeat song? Jeez, Louise. 740-751-4038. In Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe, what is the name of the bridge that Billy Joe McAllister jumps off? So it's kind of like a suicide song. 740-751-4038. My goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe this can be my token answer. I'll give you the answer if I can sing. I can sing that line if you'd like. That'll be kind of a consolation prize.
What to what? What now? What are you answering?
Sorry.
I say what now? Which question are you answering?
The bridge. I might
oh, okay.
Has okay. that been answered yet?
No, we have not got that answer.
Okay. Do you want me to answer it and sing the line?
Well, go right ahead. Sure.
When Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. That guitar is hard to do, but it kind of sounds like bubbling. Yeah, good tune.
You know, that kind of
sounds a little like Janis Joplin in a country bend.
You know, that kind of sounds like somebody drowning, that little thing you did there at the end.
Well, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. So
well, I haven't heard this song. Why did she jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
I'm not even sure where that is. Much braver person than I am. I'm barely able to climb a ladder, which, I guess no one else does because I wasn't in your climbing question, which I don't really understand. But
you're really heartbroken over that climbing question, aren't you?
I think ladder is one of the most obvious answers.
Well, I don't think the people agreed with you.
I don't know. I mean, again, the abstract answer is climbing the ladder of success. Yeah, I mean, that's probably why I was in that top 10 list of, I always say it's a good answer, but it's not there. And then I give some goofy answer that actually is there, which didn't make a lot of sense. What I didn't really understand, Scott, was the brush. It's like brush was number one, then all these other kind of brushes were there. Well, then regular brush shouldn't be there. It should be brush by brush.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't make these lists up. It's kind of a catch-as-catch-can type of
thing.
Then
I didn't understand. Why didn't you understand the connection between toilet brush and Pastor Craig? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, because I'm not really sure that a portable commode really uses a toilet brush. I don't think
They're clean with water pressure, which isn't a brush in the strict sense, but it acts like a brush. And water pressure can kind of act like a brush in some ways. But they're not personally brushed like you would your home appliance. But I just kind of thought about Craig when I heard that, and hopefully he's listening and giggling a little bit. That's the idea. Always leave him laughing.
Well, sure. We want to leave him laughing. Well, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I think I have a hard question. I've known all the answers.
Well, see, we want to get people in, though. We don't want to try to get people out.
Yeah, I mean, country isn't even really my kind of music. The country pop, that I know.
All right.
Yeah, think of something a little more obscure, but hopefully we'll continue to have excellent music authorities listening. I've been impressed with the answers. People really know their music, for sure. Okay, have a good day.
All right, here we go. Next question here. Clint Black tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Hang in the balance. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? 740-751-4038. That Tallahatchie song sounds depressing. 740-751-4038. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? 740-751-4038. Which singer released that song? Do We Know? Clint Black tickets. Hang in the balance. Is this the first question that's going to hang us up here this morning? You never know. It's hour number one. Hour number one is always a little more difficult than hour number two, but we're going to play this on through hour number two this morning because we have got Clint Black tickets to the Ohio State Fair tonight that we are going to be drawing for this morning at 9:55. So there you go. And there's going to be more than one winner, so you could really take it home today. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? Does anybody know who that is? Uh-oh. We got a stumper. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think we have stumped the audience. Does anybody know the answer? Well, we'll let that one hang out there for a minute. Let's see. Maybe we'll get another one going here at the same time. But the question again is, Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? And remember, this is all country music trivia. Okay, next question here. Which singer, known as the King of Country, won a Grammy in 2009 for his album Troubadour? Well, that seems like a hard question, too. Troubadour. Jeez Louise, who's the king of country? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think that Billy Joe McAllister was a guy, not a girl.
Oh, really? What was that song about? I mean, I've never heard the song.
It was in a movie. It was a theme song of a movie, I believe. And he was worried that people was. Or he had a gay fling or something like this, I think.
Oh, so it was...
I think that caused him to jump off the bridge.
So it was one of those LGBTQ things.
I think so. I can't swear to it. It's been so long.
Now, are you a fan of Clint Black?
Not really. I don't listen to country music or much music at all, really.
Now, did you understand that song that I played earlier? Something about the taillights?
No.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a chance to hear that song?
Do what now?
Did you get a chance to hear that song?
I heard it, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Neither do I, but I think
it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's the end of a relationship, and as I said, the best part of all relationships are the taillights. When they're driving away.
When they leave, and then you get to go to the next one.
You get to go to the next one, but also it's kind of a sigh of relief that you don't have to deal with their idiosyncrasies anymore.
Sigh of relief you didn't have kids by her.
Well, that's exactly right. Then you really don't have to see him again.
Right.
Yeah, hey, thanks for being out there this morning.
Yep.
All right. Well, the song is still on the table here today. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? And then our other song that we opened it up to, our other question we opened it up to here this morning, which singer known as the King of Country won a Grammy in 2009 for his album Troubadour? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say George Strait, the King.
Yes, George Strait is the King of Country. Now, I did not realize. How did he become the King of Country?
Well, he was really popular, like in the, was it 80s, 90s, and stuff and things. Because you used to hear a lot of talk about George Strait.
You know, I was going to put his name out this morning. I got confused between he and Clint Black.
Oh, no, he's tall. Clint is kind of, like, short. I think he had his daughter or something got killed, George Strait, years ago. I don't know if it was the boy or the girl.
So has he retired from show business, George Strait?
No, I think mostly he has, and I think that Alan Jackson has... one of those, I don't know if he has, not MS, but he has something where he loses his balance and he's not singing like he did. Some of them, they've got, like medical issues now.
Well, medical issues will definitely slow you down when you have to get out there on the stage and perform.
Well, he said he didn't want them to think he was drunk, you know, and stuff and things. I don't know what Michael Fox has. Does he have Parkinson's?
Parkinson's, yeah.
I don't know if he has that one, but George Strait, I don't think he is, most of those older ones, they're not touring like they used to.
Right. Well, it's nice that Clint Black, I guess, is still out there.
Yeah, I think he married an actress, but I don't know her name.
Well, I know tonight he's performing with Emily Ann Roberts, but I don't know who that is either, but apparently that's probably his opening act tonight, Emily Ann Roberts.
Oh, I don't know who that is either.
Big show. But hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, George Strait is considered the King of Country. How about that? So let's go back to our other country music trivia question that we don't have answered here. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? Who is that? 740-751-4038. Okay. And we'll throw another question out here. Which influential country singer-songwriter died at the age of just 29 while being driven to perform at a concert in Ohio on New Year's Day, 1953? Oh, isn't that terrible? That pulls Ohio in. That's 70 years ago this year, this past New Year's Day, 70 years ago, this person was killed. Which influential country music singer, songwriter, died at the age of just 29 while being driven to perform at a concert in Ohio on New Year's Day, 1953? Who was that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
That's Hank Williams Sr. and Jr. He followed him up, but he was in a Cadillac, and he's coming, and he died in the back seat.
Yeah, we were 19. Yeah, that's depressing that happened on his way to Ohio.
Well, he traveled all over the country, those country westerns. They flew and they drove and they drank and they was dedicated people. They loved their work and nothing stopped them, and they continued doing whatever they done and sang beautifully. So they had remarkable, remarkable images left in the American history of singing.
Absolutely. And 70 years ago today, 70 years ago New Year's Day, 70 years ago this year. All right, back to the question that we don't have here. Hank Williams was the answer to that. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? All right. Well, let's throw another song out, or another question out here. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Now, I bet this will be a tough one, because I've never even heard of this. Now the questions are getting more difficult. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Does anybody know that? Now, I'll be impressed if somebody comes up with this one. 740-751-4038. Now, remember, this is Country Music Trivia. And what we're going to do is, coming up at 9:55 this morning, we're going to be giving away tickets to Clint Black at the Ohio State Fair tonight at 7 p.m. So you will get to go down and see and hear Clint Black in person at the Celeste Center. How about that? That's the hottest ticket in town, I would imagine, right now. 51 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the answer to that question? Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Does anybody know what it is? I have no idea. My goodness. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. That is difficult. I should have went over these questions before I looked at them today. All right, well, maybe this person's got the answer. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
That one question, isn't that Garth Brooks?
Oh, yes, thank goodness somebody took that. I couldn't believe it took that long to get Garth Brooks.
Yeah, I did too. I just happened to get a chance to get a call in.
Well, I'm glad. Are you a country music fan?
I kind of like some of the older stuff, but I'm more rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Well, hey, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you got it. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, Ryan gets in. Yes. Much Too Young to Feel This Old was the first single released by which singer? That was Garth Brooks. All right, now we've got that song. You know, I'm kind of depressed because Abby claims to be the biggest Garth Brooks fan in the world, and she did not answer that question. How depressing. Okay. And I know she's out there listening this morning from work, so I appreciate that. Thanks, Abby. Okay, Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? That's the question we don't have an answer for, and I'll tell you, that to me seems like a very difficult question. Okay, so I'll throw another question in here, so we still have two going at the same time. Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know that one? Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Fry's. 740-751-4038. Abby missed it. She must be having a busy morning at work this morning. I believe she would have known the Garth Brooks tune. All right. Those are the two questions on the table here this morning. Clint Black tickets hang in the background here. We've got three entrants so far this morning. You could win tickets to see Clint Black. It's coming up this morning at the drawing's coming up this morning at 9:55, about an hour from now. Clint Black will be at the Ohio State Fair tonight at the Celeste Center at 7 p.m. And you could win a pair of tickets. How about that? Oh, you know, Abby just put a guess in on this Eagles question, but she was not right. Uh-oh. Okay, the two songs right now. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? Does anybody know that one? Then the other question right now, which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? See, did you know that? Country music slipped into the Eagles. Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Now, you could probably take a guess at this one and maybe get it right. Now, you know it's got to be a male. You know it's got to be a country music artist. Obviously a popular one. He's won more Grammys than any other country music artist. Male country music artist. Who might it be? 740-751-4038. Well, we must have two hard questions here right now. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard country chart in 1975 with which song? I don't even know who Billy Joe Spears is, but apparently that person hit the number one spot on the Billboard country chart in 1975 with which song? Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Now remember, you could get these tickets today, give them to somebody. What a nice gift to give to somebody. To send them to Clint Black at the Ohio State Fair tonight at the Celeste Center at 7 p.m. with opening act Emily Ann Roberts. Boy, wouldn't that be a nice gift. Does anybody have the answer? 57 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Well, maybe we slipped on to two difficult questions here. You know, this is kind of interesting. Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? All right. And we're getting an update from Abby here. She Googled it. His son did replace him, but when he left, this country music personality replaced him. She knew she was right. Well, you know, Abby's never short on humility. You know, and she loves to prove that I'm wrong. I think that's her greatest joy in life, is proving that I might be wrong about something. God bless her heart. But she did have the right answer there, so there you go. It's not his son. It's not Glenn Frey's son. But it is this person. Does anybody know? All right, we got 2 minutes left in this hour. We're going to come back with a whole nother hour of this. And, you know, the 9 o'clock hour heats up quite a bit. I think people get to work and start dialing their fingers away to win prizes. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers to these songs? Question. Why do I keep saying answers to songs? Questions. It's that kind of morning this morning. All right. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? So here you go. There's some more Clint Black for you. Maybe this will jog your mind.
For the things I never said, I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck down talking in the moonlight. See nothing but the tail.
Still have no idea what it means, but we gotta go to break. We're coming back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible.